Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from St. Louis in the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, a Grand Rapids Dominican who recently earned her Doctor of Ministry in preaching. Sister Megan's reflection is entitled, Given Meaning to Love.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you may also come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled. Not a bone of it will be broken. And again, another passage says, they will look upon him whom they have pierced. The Gospel of the Lord. I recently saw the movie Book Club, starring Jane Fonda, Diane Keaton, and Candace Bergen. The highlight of the film for me came when one of the main characters was toasting her son and his fiancé at their engagement party. She commented, love is only a word until someone gives it meaning. Isn't that so true? We know what love is and is not because of the way we have come to experience it in and through other people, for good and for ill. We know what love is not when we hear hateful, hurtful, spiteful words that demean others. We know what love is not when we see images of anger, violence, and persecution directed at others because of the color of their skin, the faith they practice, or the places from which they come. None of this gives meaning to love. However, we know that the meaning of love is compassion, when others understand us and respond to our hurt. We know that the meaning of love is patience, when others wait for us either literally or figuratively. We know that the meaning of love is kindness, when others show us how to respond to the many faces of fear, depression, homelessness, hunger, and illness. We might especially know what the meaning of love is in the face of helplessness. One tender story I recall is from 18 years ago. I was attending my oldest nephew's swim meet. He was about 4 years old at the time. My brother had come from work and went over to talk with Jacob, who was getting ready for one of the races. My brother then came over to me and said, my heart is breaking right now. And then he went on to tell me how Jacob was shaking in his swimming trunks, fearful about getting in the water to compete in the backstroke, a race for which he felt ill-prepared. He had only learned it 1 week earlier, and now here he was being told he'd have to race in it. His father gave him a pep talk and a reassuring hug. But as my brother talked with me, I could tell that his heart ached for his son, knowing he couldn't take the fear away from Jacob as much as he wanted to. How my own heart swelled for both my nephew and my brother as they navigated the waters of childhood challenges for the one and helpless parenthood for the other. In some mysterious way, this exchange gave meaning to the word love for me, simply being there, even in the face of anxiety. On this Feast of the Sacred Heart, we celebrate Jesus, who in his living, dying, and rising has given meaning to the word love for us. In him, we come to discover that love is tender, caring, comforting and challenging, forgiving and patient, kind and understanding. It is love that is at its strongest when we are fearful, broken, or not operating out of our best selves. It is a love that is most poignant when we feel and believe that we are unlovable and unworthy of love, the love of others, or the love of God. The passage from the prophet Hosea in today's first reading tells us differently, that we are, in fact, immensely loved by God, whether we are as innocent as children or have strayed from the way of the Lord. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms, but they did not know that I cared for them. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like those who raise an infant to their cheeks. I bent down to feed them. The missing portion of today's passage indicates that God is well aware of how the people have strayed from the love of God. And still, as we hear a little later in the passage, my heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. It's like no matter what, God cannot get enough of us. So great is God's love for God's people. Left to our own devices, to understand this love is overwhelming. It's almost too much for us. Yet it is this very love that we all long for from the depths of our being. It's as St. Augustine prayed, "Our hearts are restless, O God, until they rest in you." This love is what St. Paul prays for on our behalf in today's second reading. Planted in love and built on love, you will, with all the saints, have strength to grasp the breadth and the length, the height and the depth, until, knowing the love of Christ, which is beyond all knowledge, you are filled with the utter fullness of God. The utter fullness of God is simply and profoundly love. This love is most perfectly expressed in the person of Jesus the Christ, in him who was pierced for our sakes, from whom blood and water flowed, that we might have life. This love is our gift to receive. It is our gift to become. There is nothing we need to do to earn it or receive it, except to open our hearts to its transforming fire. Yet the burning fire of Christ's heart, the wellspring of his love, can be scary. It may leave us shaking in our own swimsuits. Will we sink or swim in it? The answer is yes. When we sink into the love of Jesus, knowing its passion and power, forgiveness and reconciliation, life and light, then we learn to relax and swim in it. Immersed in such love, we can't help but then be filled with its power and energy, filled with the utter fullness of God. What meaning of love, then, will our own lives express? Thank you.